Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
Well, it's Thursday, so it is time to start looking ahead to the weekend. And joining us now with some ideas on how to spend those days is Courtney Hollins, lifestyle editor of Boston Magazine. Courtney, good to see you again.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. So what's your first pick?
So first up is a band called Group Love, and they'll be performing at Royale this Saturday at 6. It's the early show. They're a very joyful five-piece indie rock band based in L.A., but they formed and kind of got the band going together at an artist residency in Crete.
That sounds like an amazing place to have an artist residence.
Yeah, I'm not sure if just all artists hang out in Crete these days or what's up, but lead singer Christian Zucconi chalks it up to fate. He says in their official bio that they could never have dreamt this band up. He said, "Our story is a testament to fate and our music is something we're ready to share." And that's exactly what they've been doing. They've toured with Florence and the Machine and Foster the People. They played Conan. And if you haven't heard of them yet by name, you've probably heard their main single. It's called Tongue Tied.
It does sound very, very familiar.
Probably because you heard it in an iPod Touch commercial.
That's it.
So, you know, when Apple picks up on a song, the rest of the world quickly follows. And another kind of fun fact about them is that their drummer and producer, Ryan Raben, is the son of Trevor Raben, who was a singer, guitarist, and producer for the band Yes.
So that's the band Group Love at Boston's Royale Nightclub on Saturday at 6 o'clock. They sound like it'll be a really great show.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. Very anthemic and sing-along and fist-pumping type music.
So what's your next pick for us?
Well, if that video of the crying four-year-old didn't make it clear enough, election season is wearing on many of us.
And that's that video of that poor little girl in Denver, in Colorado, who just had had enough of the election after listening to NPR, apparently.
We all feel a little bit like that sometimes. But Improv Boston has a little something to help. This Friday through next Tuesday, they're putting on something called Election Show, where audience members can shout out wonky platforms like legalize leg warmers and save Ferris Bueller. And the comedians will then come up with slogans and attack ads to campaign for the proposed causes and candidates. And at the end of the night, you get to vote for your fictional president. So, Meghna, are there any causes that you'd like to propose?
Chocolate for all.
Mm-hmm.
I think
you'd be a very popular president with that one.
Yeah, chocolate for all. That is Election Show at Improv Boston this Friday through Tuesday. So, Courtney, I've got one pick as well, and that's for those folks who might want to spend a little time writing this weekend. It's our latest round of zip code stories. Have you heard of those?
Yeah, I have.
Well, this time it's related to having the words apple, a pickup truck, and the word mask all in the story. And for those people who haven't heard of zip code stories, it's our collaboration with The Drum, Boston's literary magazine. And basically, you write a short story, 500 words or less, about a town or neighborhood that's in any Massachusetts zip code. So, Courtney, you think you could get apple, pickup truck, and the word mask into 500 words?
Well, I was thinking about this, and I live in 02145. That's Winter Hill. And we had a lot of Halloween masks last night, and our neighbor has a pickup truck, so I'll get on it.
You're half. You're
already thinking about it.
Two-thirds of the way there. So the deadline for zip code stories is November 5th at 10 o'clock at night, and you can find out all the ways to submit your stories at radioboston.org. So, Courtney, there's time for one more pick. What's it going to be?
It's going to be the hilarious comedian, actor, and Brookline native John Hodgman, who's performing this Saturday at the Wilbur Theater.
And Hodgman is great. He's hilarious in that unbelievably deadpan way. We've actually had him on the show, and here's a clip of him talking to Anthony about his belief that the world's going to end this year.
Well, look, I'm not the only one who's saying this. The ancient Mayans are saying this with their Mayan long count calendar.
You rely heavily on that Mayan calendar.
Well, yeah. Well, they stopped making calendars. That's how sure they were that the world was going to come to some big change at the end of 2012.
Now, do you actually have one of these calendars? Because they're big chunks of stone, I understand.
I have four of them.
I see.
But you understand, I'm a deranged millionaire.
And if the show wasn't funny enough already, there will be another John there that night, and that's John Hodgman's Yale buddy, Jonathan Colton. He's a computer programmer turned internet sensation for nerdy songs like Je Suis Rick Springfield and Code Monkey. And here's a little of the latter song for you.
Code Monkey, get up, get coffee. Code Monkey, go to job. Code Monkey have boring meeting with boring manager Rob.
Hearing this song, I just imagine there are a lot of listeners who are like, that's my life. So this is Jonathan Coulton, and he used to be a programmer, I presume, and now he's pursuing music full time.
Yeah, and he actually, last year, he just released his first studio album, Artificial Heart, recorded with a live band and produced by They Might Be Giants, John Flansburgh. So prepare yourself for some seriously geeky rock on Saturday night.
Sounds great. So that's John Hodgman and Jonathan Coulton at the Wilbur Theater, as Courtney said, on Saturday night. Courtney Hollins, lifestyle editor at Boston Magazine. Thanks so much for your picks.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You can always find more information about all these picks at radioboston.org.